The Greed by Scott Bergstrom. Read for you by Therese Plummer.
Yudita ignores the ghost of her reflection in the window. Reflection is, in general, something to be avoided these days. She focuses instead on the figures four floors below her, a pair of lunch hour lovers strolling along the Playa de los Pocitos, carrying their shoes as they walk barefoot in the sand. They pass an old man standing on the shore who casts a fishing line through the air that catches the light and makes a silver arc, like a blade made of wire, before disappearing against the backdrop of water that's brown as chocolate milk. Yudita's bare arms, burnt from too much sun, prickle with the cold of air conditioning set too low. It feels luxurious, and she eyes the white leather couch with the silk pillows and wonders what it would be like to take a nap there. She does not sleep much these days, and when she does, never well. But there's no time for a nap anyway, when there's so much work to do. There's a party about to start. At the dining room table behind her, a heavy slab of dark wood, legs as thick as an elephant's. A dozen china plates are surrounded by 8 pieces of silverware each. Chafing dishes cover a sideboard, and the room smells of something foreign and delicious.
"There you are," a woman calls out in English.
Her eyes tell Yudita she's angry with her for stepping beyond the entryway where she was to wait. But the woman smiles anyway because she's American, and smiling is what Americans do, even when they're angry. The work ID from a soft drink bottling company dangles on a lanyard around the woman's neck as she fishes through her purse. Her hand comes out with a pair of 500 peso notes, not quite enough to cover the bill, much less leave anything for a tip.
"Your man shorted me on the salad. Do you understand, dear?"
Yudita blinks at her.
"Sorry," she says with difficulty. "My English, only little.
Tail vido, ensalada," the woman says with a grimace, as if the Spanish words hurt her teeth.
"I have people here in 2 hours. So who gets salad and who doesn't? Tell me, please. I'd really like to know."
Yudita tries to follow the logic of her statement, then shrugs. The woman sighs as she hands Yudita the money.
"I won't pay for something I didn't get. There's enough there to cover everything else."
She pinches the bridge of her nose and squeezes her eyes shut. The whole world today a torture. Yudita looks at the money, looks at the woman.
"Next time, maybe you'll check the order," she says, and gestures toward the door. "Really? You people?"